The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us Amar Yehuda Mishmul. Eim Avarchem El Or, we don't make a Bairim Me'or Ha'esh, El B'Matzoy Shabbos. Only on Matzoy Shabbos, Hoyo V'Tchilas B'Yosehu. So that is the time when fire was created, as the Gemara goes on to teach us, that a Matzoy Shabbos, Adam Harishon took two stones and ground them together. And after grinding those two stones together, fire was created. And that's why a Matzoy Shabbos we make a Bari Mayresh. So the one question to address is that we know how important brachas are. And we know that every time we have benefit from this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us, we make a bracha. So why don't we make a bracha every time we benefit from the light? So Rishonim answer that a Birchas Hananim is only made for a benefit that goes into our body. When we eat, the food goes into our body. Even when we smell something, the reyach goes into our body. However, when light, benefits from the light, doesn't actually enter our body, and since it doesn't actually enter our body, we don't make a bar merahesh. But the teretz that other rishonim suggest is that the bracha of merahesh that we make on Matzoy Shabbos is not a Birchas Hananim. And again, another reason the Rishonim suggest we don't make a Birchas Hananim on light is because we only make a bracha on something that stops and starts and goes back and forth. We don't eat all the time. If somebody's in the middle of one meal, he doesn't make a new bracha every time he takes a bite of food. Benefit from light is something which is constant. And since it's something which is constant, we don't make a Bari Mayresh on it. So what is the Bracha Mayresh that we make on Matzoy Shabbos? So although there are Rishonim that are of the opinion, it's the opinion of the Michtam, that the Bracha Mayresh is also a Birchas Hananim, and the question that we asked is, if so, why don't we make a bracha mayresh every time we have benefit from light? So those Rishonim answer, because the benefit has to stop and start. So on Matzoy Shabbos, when we couldn't use fire all day Shabbos, and that was also the time that the Gemara says that was when fire was created, that's when we make a Bari Mayresh. But indeed, they hold that's a Birchas Hananim. And actually, they bring a raya from the next sugya, which we're going to discuss soon. The fact that the only other time we make a Bari Mayresh is a Matzah Yom Kippur, again, is an indication why every other Matzah Yontif, we don't make a Bari Mayresh. So they say it's very clearly an indication that it's a Birchas Hananim. And the Birchas Hananim only could be made when we couldn't have this benefit, and now we resume being able to have the benefit. So on Yontif, when we're allowed to light, when we're allowed to have fire, Oichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontif. So that's why Matzah Yontif is not a time for the Bracha. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, when we couldn't have Hana from the fire, then that's when the Hana resumes on Matzah Shabbos. The Hana resumes on Matzah Yom Kippur. And that's why it's appropriate to make that Birchas Shvach again, and it continues all week long. The issue with this approach, besides, as we're going to say in a moment, most Rishayim clearly don't agree with this approach in understanding the Birchas Meir Eish of Matzah Yom Kippur. The much more of Matzah Shabbos. The much more fundamental issue is if indeed the candle, the Meir Eish of Matzah Shabbos, and the Meir Eish of Matzah Yom Kippur is the same. So then, just like we're going to learn, the Gemara teaches us on Daf Nun Dalet that on Matzah Yom Kippur we could only make a bracha on Ner Shishavas, on a candle that was on but wasn't used on Shabbos. So then that ought to be the halacha on Matzah Shabbos as well. Yet nowhere in our Gemara do we find that on, nor in Shulchan Aruch do we find that on Matzah Shabbos we have to use a Ner Shishavas. We only find this halacha on Matzah Yom Kippur. So in answer to that question, they say that indeed they agree that the candle on Matzah Shabbos is not just because of Birchas Hanenin, but it's also a Birchas Hashvach, because that's when fire was created. But according to these Rishonim, clearly it would be preferable on Matzah Shabbos, just like the halacha absolutely is on Matzah Yom Kippur, to use a Ner Shishavas. But as we said, most Rishonim are of the opinion that the Barim Ha'eish that we make on Matzah Shabbos is not a Birchas Hanenin, because as we said before, the Birchas Hanenin is only for a Hanor, for a benefit that enters the body. Fire, light, doesn't enter our body. And the Bracha of Matzah Shabbos of Ma'ir is just a Birchas Hashvach. So it really turns out that the Machlokes Rishonim, if the Bracha of Ma'ir Eish on Matzah Shabbos is a Birchas Hashvach or Birchas Hanenin, really is connected to the question why we don't make a Birchas Hanenin on light. If we say that the reason we don't make a Birchas Hanenin on light is because it's a Hanor that doesn't stop, and that's why a Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Kippur, when it did stop and comes back, we make the bracha. So we understand the opinion of the Michtam. If, however, we say that the reason we don't make a Birchas Hanenin on light is because it doesn't enter the body, so then Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Kippur shouldn't be any different. And therefore, they're going to have to learn that the bracha of Matzah Shabbos, which we'll discuss now, we'll discuss the halacha of Yom Kippur soon, the halacha of the fire of Matzah Shabbos is that it's just a birchas hashvach, because that was the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave at least Adam the ability to create fire. And that's why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. And again, the raya that these Rishonim bring is because if it were indeed a Birchas Hanenin, then we should have to make the bracha every time we benefit from light, which we, of course, don't do. Furthermore, the Rashba says, the Gemara Masechta Brachos says that when you make a Meir HaEish, when you make the Bracha Meir HaEish, Matzoi Shabbos, we don't really have to benefit from the fire. And this again would be a Nafkamina in order to make the Bracha. As long as the fire is there and you could potentially benefit from it, it's enough to make a Bari Meir HaEish. So if we learn it's a Birchas HaShvach, so yes, as soon as you see the fire, it's enough to make the bracha, says the Rashba. But if it's a Birchas Hanenin, you have to have Hanor from what you're making the bracha. So this would be another nafkamina between the opinion of the Rishonim. If we say it's a Birchas HaShvach, then you don't have to have benefit from the fire in order to make a Bari Meir Matzah Shabbos. But if you'll say it's a Birchas Hanenin, you'll have to have Hanor from the fire in order to make the bracha, just like by all Birchas Hanenin, where bracha cannot be recited until you actually have the Hanor. And therefore, they explain that the Birchas Meir HaEish is a berachas hashvach, just like the bracha that we make yoytzer hamoiros is also a berachas hashvach, and it's made on matzoi Shabbos, just like we find that we make the berachas hachama every 28 years, because that's the cycle where the sun comes back to where it was originally by Briyas HaOlam. So too do we make every Matzah Shabbos a bracha on the fire, because that's when we come back to the original point when fire was created, as we mentioned earlier, on Matzah Shabbos. And therefore, there's a number of halachas. Since it's a berachas hashvach, the halacha is you can make havdalah without bari meresh. That means if for some reason you're not going to have fire available to you, you can make a meresh anyway. You can make a havdalah anyway. Yes, the Paiskim say that if you want, and right now you don't have fire available to you, you can make, and you want to wait to make havdalah till you get fire, you may wait. But the halacha is, you can make havdalah without a bar meresh. You can make a bar meresh any time of Matzoi Shabbos. But now, there's a very important halacha. We know the halacha is that if somebody wasn't able to make havdalah Matzoi Shabbos, the halacha is that he can make havdalah during the week, till Tuesday for sure. What would be the halacha if you didn't make a bar meresh Matzoi Shabbos? Could you make it during the week? So it's very clear that you can't make a bar meresh during the week. If you didn't make it Matzoi Shabbos, it's too late and it can no longer be made. And what's the reason? The reason is very understandable according to this. It's a berachas hashvach that was made to be said specifically at the time when fire was created. Fire was created on Matzoi Shabbos. So only on Matzoi Shabbos can you make the bracha. If any other time, you can no longer make the bracha by Meresh. That is, it's like making Birch Zachama any other time besides the time that was so designated for that bracha. Why is it so important to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Meresh, that Adam HaRishon created fire by grinding two stones together on Matzoi Shabbos? So I saw a beautiful vart from the Slotsk Rav in the Oznayim L'Torah, Reb Zalman Sirotzkin. He says, the Gemara teaches us on Daf Nun Dalet on the Aleph, Shnei Dvarim Olam Machshava Liboris B'Erev Shabbos. There were two things that was originally planned to be created on Erev Shabbos, V'loi Nivra and Matzu Shabbos. But they were delayed till Matzu Shabbos. Or Matzu Shabbos, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dei B'Odom HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon the intellect, the intelligence, Me'ein Dugma Shalmala, V'Hevi Shnei Avonim Tochnu Zebezu. He brought two stones that he ground together, V'Yotzman Or, and he came from that was fire was created. V'Hevi Shnei Behemah Sfirkus Zebezu V'Yotzman Pered, and he brought together a horse and a donkey, and from that came out a mule. So he says, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thinking here? He says, we know that Adam HaRishon did the terrible avera of eating from the Eitz Hadas on Friday, the day he was created. And after he did that avera, and he recognized that he did that terrible avera, he was extremely depressed. Look what I did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in the world, and I sinned. He was terribly depressed. He was depressed that entire Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to console him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell him, you still have purpose in life. What is the most important essence of a human being's life? His ability to create. The level of creativity that a person has defines the person.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to show Adam Harishon,
there is still purpose to your life. You have a creative purpose in life.
He left the fire that Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was should have and created, as he created the rest of the world, and said, you know what? I'm leaving this to you, Adam Harishon. I'm leaving the fire for you to create, so that you should feel a purpose. You should still feel that you are creating something in life, and that therefore you should be able to go on. And therefore it's so appropriate that indeed every Motzei Shabbos we make a Birchas Hashrach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that not only gave us life, but what is the life that he gave us? He gave us a life that we have the ability to accomplish the life, that we have the ability to be creative in life. And that's why Motzei Shabbos, and specifically, as we just said a moment ago, on Motzei Shabbos, we make a bracha, Meira Eish, to commemorate this.